Seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. But it's brave for us to stay.
That's a good defense. I think the guys executed the plays really well. We made a few off-schedule plays, but there weren't many in that game. I watched with Dallas Rags. Guys were doing what we asked them to do. Made some big catches. I made some big catches. We had some good catch after run after the catch opportunities, and guys converted some third downs for us. So it's hard to throw the ball past the sticks every time. You have to get some plays from some guys, and they did that. I think it'd be really good. I think it'd be definitely up there. They've had a couple of weeks off here, so now they kind of have to get back into it, just like anybody coming off injury. So we'll see how they play. They're both pros. They both know what's expected of them. So hopefully we're able to put a good showing together Sunday.
How good can they be?
I mean, they're some of the top guards in the league. Cody's got the luxury of having two Pro Bowlers right and left of him. So he kind of just has to make the mic points and let those guys do their thing. Yeah, get the guys up front. Eddie's working back out there. Al looks good. Zach. I mean, offensively, we got kind of all of our pieces back together. You saw Q out there running around a little bit. Hopefully get back him back soon, if not this week. So, getting a full deck back together again, which is going to make it easier for the play callers, for diagramming stuff, and guys making plays out there for us. They got some dudes, though. They got some guys. They changed the system up a little bit. You can see remnants of what they did last year. That's kind of not their style. They're going to let the front four rush. They're going to mix up a few blitzes, a few dogs in there for you. But, they leave it up to that front four to get home.
Does anybody in that group stand out? You mentioned that their guy in front.
Yeah, I mean, the three technique. I mean, he's one of the best in the league. I mean, you got to know where he's at. You got to try to get four hands on him as much as possible. You look at a lot of the pressures. They're coming from the edge. Guys are getting home from the edge. I think most teams are kind of worried about the interior and they're trying to slide to him or get four hands on him some way, and the pressure's coming from the edges.
Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler, welcome to the Chicago Bears Beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Caveman.
Caveman, well, we're back. We didn't do a post show on that Minnesota Viking game, which was by far the most fun game of the Bears this year, wouldn't you say?
Oh, no doubt. Like, it was so fun to watch. It was just Jay was back, and that team was just motivated.
They were motivated. Jay played a clean game, did a great job, did some nice improvising plays. But the big story, and Jay was a big story, he had a big speech before the game, but Jordan Howard.
153 yards versus that vaunted Vikings defense. That defense is one of the best in the league, and Howard just dismantled them. He was patient. He waited for his blockers to block. He hit the holes fast. He did get tripped up in that long run.
They caught him.
He was too slow, but other than that, he had a fantastic game.
That was about a 70-yard run, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's really looking like a building piece for this Bears offense.
And you see when he's running, it seems like he's like old school. He looks like he gets stronger as the game goes on, and the other guys are getting a little tighter on that defensive line.
Most running backs nowadays, if they go for, let's say, a 15-yard run, you see them doing the tapping out motion. They need a sub. With Howard, you don't see that. He'll get up, go back to the huddle, and do it again and again and again. He doesn't need that break. You see Zeke Elliott sometimes. He'll go on a 20. He wants to be subbed out, which is most running backs do that, but it's just nice when you don't have to worry about your running back coming out every other play.
Yeah, it's great, and the Bears actually scored above their season average because they're ranked very low amongst the NFL.
They average like 16 points per game, which for the NFL, that is that's awful.
It is. Another milestone in that game. Alshon, it's hard to believe. Eighth game of the season, first touchdown of the season. Wow.
You can't look at the stats and say, oh, wow, he's not a good receiver. You got to look at the quarterbacks. The quarterback he's had for the last about 6 weeks. Hoyer, he doesn't look for Jeffrey. He just looks for the open man. He doesn't favor toward Jeffrey.
No, he didn't favor Jeffrey at all. So, and also in that game, a Bears rookie caught his first NFL pass ever.
Ben Brownmaker.
Yeah.
Only 8 yards.
No, he's a Harvard guy, right?
Smart.
Very smart guy. So he can teach them all something there. Leonard Floyd showed us again. He's got something there. There's something there with him.
There is. You can tell. He's just getting, like, experience right now. He's probably going to watch film for the first time. Because most college players, they don't watch film. He's probably getting smarter as a football player. I bet Pernell McPhee coming back, that's a big boost for him, too. Because he can teach him. And just get those little veteran tidbits that you only get from being in the league for so long.
And a lot of people thought because our two starting guards weren't playing, so we had Ted Larson and some guy they signed, I don't remember his name right now, but they did a very admirable job. Jay, I think he had one sack that game.
Very clean pocket for Jay, which you saw right there. If Jay has a clean pocket, he can produce.
He can, and penalties, very few.
I think
the Bears have one.
Like two or three, and then like last week you saw, or like 2 weeks ago, you saw the Raiders win a game of 23 penalties.
Yeah, so I'm stirring up the Kool-Aid.
It's possible. I'm just saying this right now. Yep. We were talking about this. It's possible for the Bears to win the NFC North. It'd be very, it's very unlikely.
It's highly unlikely.
But there's a small window of hope.
Oh, by the way, we got to get the business out of the way. You can follow Caveman and myself at the Chicago Bears Beat, or contact us at chicagobearsbeat@gmail.com. Many ways to listen to us, right, kid?
You can download it on iTunes, 5-star review, Podomatic, Podbean, TuneIn Radio.
There's probably others.
Yeah, there's always others.
Others have picked it up, and you can listen to us in many, many ways.
Very easy to find.
Very easy. Like our Facebook page.
We
got a lot. How many what?
How many likes do you think we have on it right now?
Facebook page? We're way up there. I haven't really checked recently on how many likes we got. But it's Chicago Bears Beat on Facebook. And you can follow Caveman at Caveman Bailey on Twitter.
You can follow my dad at Dubaileys. You can follow the podcast at Bears Beat Pod.
We want to stay connected with you. And so,
if you have a question, send it. If you want to tell us something you don't like about the show, if you want to say,
keep those
to
a minimum, though.
Keep those to a minimum. If you want to email to us, email.
We can take it, though. We can take it. So, but this week, this really should be this is one of those games you're supposed to win, but we really need to win. We haven't won on the road all year.
You haven't, and this is the Bears team. They can beat any. They're good enough to beat anybody.
Yes,
but they're also bad enough to lose to anybody.
That's right.
So no game with this team is guaranteed. So they're going to go out and play. The Buccaneers, great offense, horrible defense. Their defense is all. If we don't score more than 25 points, I'm going to be very disappointed.
And, you know, they got a pick on our old friend. On their safety.
Major Wright.
Nope.
Chris Conte.
First thing, got a pick on Chris. He kept us out of the playoffs. Thanks, Chris. We're going to pay you back.
Don't bring that up.
We're going to pay you back. Jameis Winston, though, he's kind of hot and cold, don't you think?
He is. He's very streaky. When he's on, and he's on fire. But when he's cold, he's bad. He can be awful sometimes.
But Mike Evans, now, he's been a little bit of injuries this year, but he's back this week. That man can play.
He's the biggest weapon in the offense, and I don't really know if we have a cornerback that can stop him. I think if we lose, it's going to be him just tearing us apart.
That's why that line, like we did, we sacked Sam Bradford 5-6 times.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we...
Like a sack and a half, I think.
Right. That's what we have to do on that game right there. But Mike Evans, he's the guy that made Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. Without him, Johnny Manziel would be almost nothing.
From Texas A&M.
And another receiver, like Swope or something, but that's college. But another guy returning for the Bucs, he's been out for, I think, almost all... He played in 2 games this season. I think there's a possibility of him returning, Doug Martin.
Ooh, what do they call? What's his name?
Muscle Hamster.
The Muscle Hamster.
He's weird nickname.
What did they call the Jordan Howard after the pregame? They called him thighs or something.
Yeah, he has. You can just see on TV how big his legs are.
Yeah,
he's a big dude.
He can run. I mean, he can. You know, it's amazing. You watch how the play develops. He sees it, and he gets behind the blocker. He waits for the hole, and when the hole's there, he bursts.
Yeah. When I was watching the draft in April, I when it gets like the 5th and 6th round, I only turned it on when the Bears are picking.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned it on just before they picked Jordan Howard, and everybody was saying how did this guy get to the fifth round? He was a second or third round talent. How did he get there? Yep. I bet the Bears were ecstatic.
They stole that man. They sure did. The Bears picks this year have done decently well.
I say above average. Yeah. With Leonard Floyd's, he's been doing good the past about 3 or 4 weeks.
A lot of talk coming on because, you know, when your team is doing this bad, they've talked a lot about Jay. He's done after this year, if it helps improve the Bears, go for it. It's good. But you have to have somebody to replace him, and I don't see it.
Just like the Robbie Gould thing. If you don't cut Robbie, you're going to have somebody replace him.
Right. I was all for cutting Robbie if you had the replacement. And, yeah. You know, I kind of miss him right now. We'll just see how the rest of the season, because Barth's never kicked in December. Soldier Field.
I don't know if we talked about this. Robbie's on the Giants now.
He's on the Giants. I think we play them.
We play them after the Bucks.
Yeah, yep. So that'd be...
I don't know.
That will be interesting.
I don't know if it's home or away, though. I think it's away, though.
That'll be a very interesting game. The game ahead, though, it's going to be a Sunday noon game, and the Bears are going to be down there, 80-degree weather. They're going to be in the dark uniforms. You think that's going to affect them any?
I think for the players that are coming back from injuries, because it's possible for Eddie Goldman to come back, they're probably not in the best of football shape right now. So I think it's very possible for those guys to be affected. But for those guys that have been playing all season, I think, they need to stay hydrated so they don't cramp up and stuff. I don't think it'd be a major problem.
No. And this is the healthiest we've been all year. As you mentioned, Eddie Goldman. We also have, I think, quite a few coming back. You know, obviously Kyle and Josh Sitton. Who else is it's coming back?
I'll just read the injury report because reading it. It's like the shortest it's been all season.
Do it.
Now, the Bucks, Mike Evans, he's good.
He's great. Now, Gerald McCoy, their defense.
He's the best player on that defense.
Oh,
he's,
by far.
He's the one that we're really going to have to look out for. Now, on the injury report, it's small. It's better than it has been.
Well, it's been terrible, so.
Yeah. Bryce Callahan, hamstring, questionable. Mm-hmm. Kadeem Carey, illness, he's good to go. Eddie Goldman, returning from that ankle injury.
How long has that been?
Week 3?
Yeah.
He's questionable, but it's looking like he will go. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Hall, ankle, he's out. Kyle Long, tricep, everybody's saying he's going to play. He'll go out. Pernell McPhee, knee, questionable, he's going to go.
He's going to be dead every week.
Yeah, that'll be for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. Tracy Porter, knee, questionable, he's going to go. Mm-hmm. Eddie Royal, toe, questionable. People still don't know those toe injuries are bad.
They are.
Josh Sitton, ankle, doesn't list, but he's going to go. And then Mitch Unrein is out with a back injury.
Well, that's not bad, because we've lost almost every starter this season in some way, fashion, or form. So the Bears, what do you think? You think you're going to be more passing this week, or you think it's going to be more of a running attack? And by the way, we have the three-headed monster back also for running.
Waitford, Carey, and Howard. But the job is Howard's. Howard has a firm position on that job.
Pretty good from being a third stringer when the season started.
That injury for Waynford just propelled him up the thing.
It sure did. You think it's going to be a 50-50 mix, or it's going to be what?
I think for this Bears team, they have to be consistent. They have to have a 50-50 mix. They can't just air it out the whole time, but they can't just pound the ball the whole time.
Well, they had the worst secondary in the NFL, and they got to try to pick on it, though.
They have to. If you see opportunity, you take that for sure. But you don't want to have that unbalanced 80-20 play calling.
I was really excited last week. And our defense is rated, 14th right now, middle of the road.
It's getting better every week.
Hey, a couple years ago, we were, worst. So, not bad. The 3-4 is starting to, take shape. Akeem Hicks had a big game.
Oh, great game. Pace's free agent signings have been doing good. Mm-hmm. When you get the players with a 3-4, you can tell. You have to have the right players. If you don't have the right players, it's not going to do anything. But if you have the players we have right now, you're going to do good.
And what's his name? McPhee, he played, 20 snaps or so, played great. Leonard Floyd got a sack and a half. And, the one consistent man all year has been Jarrell Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
He's big signing.
He's played every game. We signed him relatively cheap, too, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. He's played in every game. He's a tackling machine. Now, the thing about him, he has good closing speed, which is good this week because Jameis, he likes throwing deep. His average yard per pass is 10 yards, highest in the league. So Freeman might have played deeper than usual. So if they throw the little under routes, he has good closing speed, so it won't affect us as much.
The defense, though, are still our weakness, is still a little bit in that secondary.
Very much so. I think if we lose this game, it's because of the secondary and Mike Evans tearing us up.
We do have a couple guys back, but that's something they still need to work on. You know, it's a rebuild, somewhat of a rebuild for the Bears, obviously. I've come to grips with that fact. But I still think there's a good... The league is mediocre at best this year, the entire league.
I don't know if I've said this in the show right now, but the games this year, they've been boring, I have to say. They have not been that excited. The games have not been good. There's been maybe two games a week where you say, wow, that was a great game.
And the Bears happened to be one of them the last time they played. It seems like it's been forever because they had this bye week. But, I mean, who gets excited? Now, I'm sorry for our friends in Cleveland or, you know, other places in Baltimore. I couldn't get up for that one there.
No, I might watch like 30 seconds of it.
It was more fun to watch election night.
It was.
We won't get into the politics, but I can tell you this. We're happy America's going to be great again. right, kid?
Yeah.
But this week's podcast, we're going to have our picks. Are you ready for those?
Yep. Now, this NFL season's gone by fast. It's already week 10.
It's amazing.
But going back to like the rebuild, if the Bears continue on their current path, they'll end up with about 4 wins. That'll give us probably a top 5 pick. Now, there's a really good cornerback from Iowa. We'll get into a little bit of...
Yeah.
There's a really good cornerback from Iowa, Desmond Kane, or even Jabril Peppers from Michigan. He's a Heisman candidate. Would you want the Bears to take one of them if they don't see a right QB for them, if they have one of the top picks in the draft?
I want to take a guy that's the best possible player available at the pick they got. And if it's a quarterback, you take him. I don't want you stretching and taking a reach for a quarterback, because every time that happens on teams, well, Cleveland's a perfect example. How many quarterbacks have they picked in the last 5 years?
And then they passed on Carson Wentz.
Yeah, so you take the best player. I mean, I really leaned best player available. And in the 4th round of this past season, the best player available was Dak Prescott. And a general manager issue. So I want him to pick up. I've been wanting him. I kind of go with the theory, pick one every year.
Yeah.
You know,
You
might hit one, but I don't know. It's just, they need to draft to get that top flight quarterback, but they say it's a terrible quarterback draft.
There's some possibilities for the Bears in this one.
Yeah. Well, if he's the best player available, or if it's just a toss up between two guys and it's a quarterback and a receiver or whatever, I want the QB.
Yeah. If they pick another receiver, I might have a little bit of doubt.
We don't need another receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't need it. I mean, Alshon, I think he'll end up staying with us, honestly.
Yeah, I really do. Mm-hmm. Now let's get going into the games. The Thursday night, Ravens beat the Browns 28-7 in the color rash. Some of them aren't that good.
No.
Now this, Chiefs at the struggling Panthers. It's unlikely that they'll make the playoffs now.
Boy.
The Chiefs are really good.
They are good. Alex was out last week, though, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He had Nick Foles. Is he out again this week?
No, he's coming
back. He's coming back. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs, Andy Reid.
I'm going Panthers. Broncos at Saints. The Broncos are coming off that loss versus the Raiders. Raiders are now in the first place at AFC West. Broncos at Saints.
That's another team. The defense was so terrible, and the defense has made a huge step up.
Khalil Mack, that's one word.
Yeah. So that's a toughie. I'm going Saints.
Saints. Rams at Jets. The Jets have been struggling. Ryan Fitzpatrick hasn't been doing good.
And I think I'm going to... Who is it again?
Rams at the Jets.
Rams at the Jets. Boy, oh boy. I'm going... The Jets have to win. They have to win. Brandon Marshall's got to do something, or he's going to say it's unacceptable.
I'm going Jets. And I saw Jeff Fisher said... Goff will not play unless we're out of playoff contention, which they basically are.
Mm-hmm.
Or Case Keenum has a total meltdown. I'm saying Keenum has the total meltdown this week.
What happened to Todd Gurley this year?
They're putting like 9 men in the box because they know Keenum can't pass.
He's done nothing.
It's really hurting Gurley too. Because if they had Goff coming in, they would be like, he's sort of a threat. We can't put 9 men in the box.
Yeah, but it's not been like the number one fantasy guy. to pick. He didn't live up to that expectation.
No. I think because of the QB, because the Rams' offense is growing and nothing else. Packers at Titans. The Packers, they don't impress me.
No, they don't impress me at all. I think, my heart wants me to say the Titans. The Titans' defense is not really good. Got to go with the Packers on this.
I'm going with Titans. They're a ground and pound team.
I hope you're right.
I think they win. Falcons at Eagles. Now, the Falcons, they came into the season strong, and I think they're on a three-game losing streak now or something.
I thought they won last week.
Yeah, they won. Yeah, they beat the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
But they went through a rough two-game stretch, so this is... We don't know how they actually are, and the Eagles have been... Carson Wentz, he's been stopped. He hit the rookie wall.
This is like a coin flip on this one here. And even though Atlanta... I don't have faith in them, honestly, but I'm going with Eagles.
I'm going Eagles, I say, to get back on track. Vikings at Redskins, and this Vikings team who looks like it has just fallen apart. North Turner quit after the Bears game, like he's done with it. I don't know what to think of this Vikings team now.
I think they're overrated. I think the defense, the Bears showed how to beat them.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Skins.
I'm going Redskins, too. Texans at Jaguars. Brock Osweiler is not looking like that 72 mil.
Not at all. That was John Elway probably knew what he was thinking when he said, I'm only giving him this much money.
Yeah.
You go first.
I'm going Jags, the most disappointing team in the NFL this season.
Whoa. You're going to Jags over to Houston?
Yeah.
I got to go with Houston on this because the Jags just haven't. Well, they beat our beloved, but that was a fluke.
That was week one. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. We're going with, like I said, the Texans.
Dolphins at Chargers. Now, the Chargers in San Diego on the ballot, there's funding for a new stadium, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't something like that.
Yeah.
It got denied, so they really don't know what they're going to do now.
Yeah. They've had a couple heartbreakers and things this year. I'm going with the Chargers to pull it out.
I'm going Chargers. If they wouldn't choke in the fourth quarter every other week,
they
would be one of the best teams.
They'd be all right.
One more question about them. You think they'll leave San Diego?
I think it'd be a mistake, honestly. I don't think L.A. can, I remember L.A. from years ago that it was hard for them to get people in the stadium. And,
that's how it is in San Diego right now.
Right, yeah. So, boy, I think the Raiders should stay in Oakland, and San Diego should go to Vegas.
I would do, too, because Oakland, their attendance is one of the best.
Yeah, I think that's their team. But they could easily move. It's hard to say in that one.
Yeah. 49ers at the Cardinals.
Maybe they should come to Chicago and play like the Chicago Cardinals did, and they'll play at the White Sox Stadium there.
If Chicago ever got a second football team, which is never going to happen, I think, I would not root for them.
How do you know?
I wouldn't.
You don't know that.
I know. I would not root for them.
Okay, what's next?
49ers at Cardinals.
49ers are terrible.
They really are. But the Cardinals, they had high expectations. They have like a 2-year window.
They're another mediocre team right now.
Yeah.
Aren't they? What's their record?
3-4-1.
Yeah. Whew. This is what I'm saying. This league.
Mediocre.
No dominant. Dominant. A couple dominant, but.
Cowboys, Patriots, Seahawks.
I'm going to take Arizona, though.
I'm going Arizona, too. The three dominant teams are the Cowboys, which is weird to say.
Yeah.
Seahawks and Patriots.
Yeah.
That's it. Cowboys at Steelers. The Steelers, they've been struggling because Big Ben just came back from injury. He's not all the way healthy yet. I'm just going to go right now. This is not an easy win, but this is easy to pick. Cowboys.
Cowboys. I think I'm going to take Steelers on this. They're going to surprise them, and we need Cowboys to lose anyways.
Now, if Jerry Jones puts Romo back in, he's the biggest idiot I've ever seen.
It's stupid.
Really. Prescott, he's rolling right now. You got to go off the hot hand.
You cannot do it.
Best game of the week by far. Seahawks at Patriots. The last time they played was Super Bowl. That was 49.
I got to go Patriots on this. They're just the cream of the crop.
It's at New England, too.
Yeah, they're just the cream of the crop. Really are.
I'm going Seahawks. This is one of the Patriots games where people are doubt like this.
Russell Wilson hasn't been much this year.
This is going to be one of the Patriots games where they're saying, "Oh, Brady, he's not doing good now." That's going to be the one game of the year. I think it's going to be this one.
But Wilson, before last week, had 3 and 4 weeks in a row he didn't even throw a touchdown pass.
I would still take him as a QB.
Yeah, I mean, he's good, but he definitely, this hasn't been his season. So no. you're going Seahawks, and I'm going Patriots. Okay.
Bengals at the Giants, the Monday night game.
Again, this game doesn't excite me either. You know,
the Giants are another average team. Yeah. The Bengals are an average team.
Yeah. And I'm going with the AFC team because I just want the NFC guys to lose the AFC.
I'm going Bengals too. In our eyes, the most important game of the week, Bears at the Buccaneers.
Beautiful weather. They'll have a nice dinner beforehand. And John Fox and somebody will give him a nice speech. And the Bears will be pumped up. And the Bears are going to win. The Bears are going to win big. They're going to win 36. Does that work out in points-wise? 36? 14.
Who's your MVP of the game?
My MVP of the game is going to be our friend, Jay Cutler. He's going to have 300 yards passing. He's going to have a quarterback rating of about 110.
I'm saying Bears, 30. Buccaneers, 10.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Howard, MVP with 3 rushing touchdowns.
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome.
You might get a win in fantasy then.
Yeah, that's right. I might. Exactly. You're correct on that. So we got our picks made. We know our beloved are going to go down to Florida, enjoy the sunshine, and enjoy a big win. And then I can drink my Kool-Aid for that particular day on this beautiful weekend that we're getting ready to have. Any other big news that you want to mention? Anything?
The NFL?
Yeah.
The news has been very slow.
Very slow. Other than I'm wanting to be political.
Yeah.
And we don't want to do that at all.
Sports and politics should stay separate, in my opinion.
They should. I mean, there's players that came out for the winner, and there's players that came out for the loser. All we want is our Bears to be winners. If they can be winners, you, me, friends of the podcast, will be very, very, very happy, right?
I'd be the happiest man on earth.
Yeah. I mean, the Cubs won I was tickled to death. Excited when the Cubs won the World Series. That was awesome.
I saw you shed a couple of tears.
I hid that. You didn't see that. But nothing would be like another Bears parade. The Cubs, 5 million people. I think our Bears would do 5.5.
No. No.
What?
The Cubs, they have that curse.
Bears. There's no such thing as a curse.
I don't think the Bears would reach that. The 5 million I saw, it was one of the largest gatherings of people at a single event.
Seventh largest in all time.
Yeah.
But I think when it does happen, it's going to be fantastic, and I might even let you go up to it. Just depends on how you act that particular week. But you might be grown, married, and out of the house by the time the Bears win it again.
You never know.
You never know on that, so... You know, as always, you know, the podcast, we're trying to get it every week. We used to do it every twice a week, but Cayman's in so many things, so many school activities, sports, whatnot. So,
It's tough.
It's tough on time.
But we love doing it.
We thank you for sticking with us because, you know, that's why we call you. You are our friends of the podcast. And
we love just sitting down and talking sports.
We do. And we love that folks share the podcast and download it, and it's been amazing feat what you can do with just a microphone in a little studio 34 in some hidden away place in the middle of nowhere. Kind of fun. We really enjoy it, and we thank you. Comments, help, download, shares, everything, all through. So, you know, friends, until next time, all I can say is
that's a wrap. This is how far we call home. My coat and my hat.